OpenAI quietly retired some of its most recognizable models from the ChatGPT web interface on February 13, 2026. Gone from the consumer product, GPT 4.1, GPT 4.1 Mini, GPT 4.0, 0.4 Mini, and the legacy GPT-5 Instant and Thinking variants. That is a significant lineup to pull at once. The move signals something deliberate. OpenAI is not just swapping model names, it is restructuring how users interact with intelligence itself, pushing the product toward reasoning-first design rather than fast, general-purpose chat. Now, the key idea here is the two-tier model split that replaced those retired names. Axios reported that GPT 5.6 Sol is now the flagship for Plus and Pro subscribers, updated with an emphasis on more reliable facts and more focused answers. Think of Sol as the deliberate thinker in the room. The standout feature is a thought slider, a control that lets you dial how much reasoning the model applies before responding. For you, Art, working across VC research and content creation, that is a meaningful workflow tool. You can push the slider toward deeper reasoning for a complex investment thesis, then pull it back for a quick summary draft. That kind of granular control did not exist in the GPT-4 era. Axios confirmed this slider was part of the September 1, 2026 Sol update, so this is not speculation. The free tier got a meaningful upgrade too. Axios reported that GPT 5.6 Luna was scheduled to become the default model for Free and Go users during the week of September 1, 2026. OpenAI said those users would receive unlimited text chats with Luna, plus a new Think button. That Think button matters. Rather than forcing free users to select a separate reasoning model, the button surfaces harder thinking on demand, right inside the standard interface. Remember though, unlimited applies only to text. OpenAI confirmed that usage limits still apply to file uploads, images, and other tools. For technology investors, Art, the commercial signal here is clean segmentation. Paid users get Sol's higher capability ceiling, free users get Luna with a reasoning on-ramp. That is a classic freemium conversion funnel, now built around cognitive depth rather than message count. Why keep GPT 4.1 alive in the API while removing it from the web interface? The answer is developer continuity. API documentation still lists GPT 4.1 as available and describes it as a strong non-reasoning model. GPT 4.1 Nano, by contrast, is listed as deprecated. For enterprise teams with production pipelines built on GPT 4.1, a forced migration would be disruptive and costly. OpenAI is separating the consumer experience from the developer ecosystem, letting each evolve at its own pace. That is a pragmatic call, and it reflects how seriously OpenAI is treating its API business as a distinct revenue channel from the ChatGPT product. The takeaway for this briefing, Art, is that OpenAI's 2026 strategy marks a clear departure from the fast and cheap chat model era. The retirement of GPT 4.1 and GPT 4.0 from the consumer interface, the introduction of a thought slider for pro users, and the Luna rollout for free users all point in the same direction. OpenAI is repositioning ChatGPT around deliberate, reliable reasoning rather than raw speed. For a VC and tech content creator, the framing that matters is this. OpenAI is now selling cognitive control as a premium feature. The model is no longer just a tool you prompt, it is a system you configure. That shift has real product and investment implications, and the segmentation between Sol and Luna gives you a concrete lens for evaluating how OpenAI plans to monetize intelligence at scale.